This is TWiT.
It's really sad, but constantly, I would say at least once a day, I have to let somebody on Facebook know that they've posted something that was satire or incorrect. I try to always look things up on Snoops and make sure things are accurate. But and we know The Onion is satire, but there's some other sites that are satire. I think that people don't realize. And Facebook now feels like they actually have to tell us when something is satire because everybody's creating content. And
it's not to tell us, Tanya. It's to tell only the morons. No one else.
Which none
we
of
are all
people
intelligent
to
enough
show.
To figure this out.
Nobody
it's designed for the morons.
What is happening to society that we have to actually do that? Is it that we're overwhelmed with content? I mean, now with as marketers, we're creating content, and how do you differentiate, especially when it's a fine line between real? I think that's where I think it becomes questionable when you take something that could be true and you twist that a little bit, right? I mean, is that the problem?
Well, let me first state something. I don't think this is new. I remember back in 1991 when I was on, chat boards on the web. Yes, I was online in 1991. I'm showing my age when I was in college.
I wasn't going to say anything.
I went to Lehigh University. We had the internet early. Anyhow, I remember a lot of people saying, please include the smiley face if you are joking.
Seriously?
Because you
no,
would,
hold on,
I'm
no,
not
no,
kidding.
No, that,
you would
Jeff,
have
I'm
flame wars.
That use. Here, I'm going to tell you why. Because sarcasm does not come through textual content at all. Not in emails, not in IM. That is a completely different story. I'm going to completely debunk this theory because this sarcasm does not come through. Now, that's the difference is The Onion is a 100%, except for the AV Club section, which is something different, but it's almost all the content is satire. Not everything that comes out of your mouth or my mouth or anybody's mouth is 100% satire.
No. But what I was saying here is that like when we would be joking about things, if people didn't use the smiley face, people would think it was real. That's why. And you'd have like World War III that would break out on these chat boards, and you would literally have these, you know, sort of community board administrators saying, hey, if it's, you know, if it's satire, make sure you please to use the winky smiley face. I mean, I think sometimes that we don't have enough people that are good critical thinkers anymore. I think sometimes they don't do enough deep digging. I mean, David, you and I know The Onion is satire, and we know other sites that are, and we can also look at things that and say, hey, that is satire. But we're also filled with a world now where a lot of news comes out on legitimate news sites that is not satire, and we can't tell the difference. It's almost like the social web has sort of blurred the lines in some respects.
Is that life reflecting art or art reflecting life at this point?
Well,
my friend Bill refers to it as the onionification of America. Is that we start absorbing onion news as real news, and this is why we need this satire thing. My point out is when something is 100% satire, which The Onion is, and there's a few other media outlets, then we know what we're getting from them. Conversely, when people are engaging in conversation, the unfortunate thing is tone cannot be read in just pure text, and that we are required. It is irritating. I'm going to agree with that. It's irritating. But you kind of have to use the winky smiley face to say, I was joking. Don't take this seriously, because for those of us who have accidentally done this, and I think we've all done this, and when we're joking, because we have a voice in our head when we're typing things, we get caught. And so, hey, well, I was joking. It was a joke. It goes, well, I couldn't tell it was a joke.
Well, and so, I think this is, you know, we're talking about, you know, satire. We're talking about funny. We're talking about comedy. But it's not that off what happened to Edelman when people misunderstood, I think, the intent. I think, again, why is it that we seem to be having this problem with content? I mean, is it that we're creating content that's misleading on purpose? Or are we just brainwashed now, as not anybody on this panel or that listens to this show, but the rest of the people? Are they just really getting dumb?
The dumbing down.
You know, I don't know if you guys have seen this floating around the internet, but they have this thing called the Sark Mark, where it's like the at sign, but there's a giant S in the middle of it, and it's just like the stamp on the end of any sentence. Or start any sentence that's going to be satirical or like filled with sarcasm.
I think that's something in the chat room.
So it's replaced. I'm sorry. It's replaced the winky, you know, the winky smile.
It's not a real thing. It's just like, but I think that this should be a real thing at this point. If we're going to start, you know, labeling things as satire on Facebook, I think that, you know, this might be.
Well, I will also say that as someone who used to work in the comedy industry for some time, to have to preface, by the way, I'm about to tell you a joke and then tell you a joke kind of kills the humor.
Yeah.
So, I'm completely against this. I think it's a really bad idea. I pick up on all these, and we're always going to have morons. I mean, you've heard these stories, and again, unfortunately, I'm telling this like third hand, but the case of somebody like picking up a lawnmower with their hands to cut hedges, and then they cut themselves as a result. And then so the lawnmower company got sued because they didn't have any instructions. Don't pick up the lawnmower to cut hedges. Well, this was only designed for the morons. And this is also why we have the Darwin Awards every year. These, you know, people who unfortunately kill themselves doing insanely stupid things. We can't constantly be changing rules and laws for the dumbest humans on the planet.